The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in 1971 in Los Angeles.
Adi. Adi means beginning. Everything has got a beginning. In the Vedanta Sutra, the Absolute Truth is described as the beginning of everything, substance, and then different categories. So, that original source of everything, Absolute Truth, is Purusham. Purusham means person. He is not impersonal. Govindam Adi Purusham. How the beginning can be impersonal? That is to be considered. Just like ordinarily, everyone's family, you, your father, you are a person, your father is a person, his father is also a person, his father is also a person. So where do you get impersonal? If you go on researching, is there any history of any family that the beginning was impersonal? Is there any history? Any royal family? Of course, ordinary family, there is no history. But there are many royal families. There is a history. So, in the history, suppose one royal family, is there any instance that the beginning was impersonal? What is your answer? Then, the beginning of everything, as the Vedanta Sutra says, what is Absolute Truth? Adhata Brahma Jigyasa. Now this human form of life is meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth, not gliding down to animal life, as it is now, it has become a fashion to become animal, then natural life. People are gliding so low. Just like Narad Muni is a great saintly person, and he is never angry, but when he was passing through the way of heavenly planets, there he saw that some of the boys of Kuber with other girls, they are swimming naked. And Narad Muni happened to be passing through that way. So, they are drunkard also. So, when Narad Muni was passing, the girls took care, they immediately covered their body, but the boys, they are so drunkard that they could not take care of their body, they remain naked. So, such a great saintly person, he became angry. That you have lost all your sense, you are naked, all right, he'll stand up a tree naked for so many years. Because that is Jamalarjan. Here, you know the story of Jamala Arjuna, the picture is there. The saintly caste is also benediction. These Jamalarjuns, the two brothers, they become two trees. Jamal means twin, and Arjun tree. So they remain standing there for hundreds of years. But because Narad Muni cursed them, they had the opportunity to see Krishna eye to eye. This is one side. But another side is that to become naked means the trees are naked, the animals are naked. Does it mean the human beings should be naked? Then what is the advancement of civilization? Now, naked, to remain naked is animal life. A human being must be well dressed. That is human civilization. because they are degrading to the animal life, they cannot understand what is the absolute truth, what is the beginning. Therefore, their brain cannot accommodate all these things, understanding the absolute truth. The human society has become so degraded. This life is a chance. Nature, by the evolution process, nature gives one chance. You may come out of the clutches, of our clutches. Nature is material energy is catching you very tightly. She does not allow you to go away. But still, she gives one chance, the human form of body. That this, in this form of life, you can get out from these clutches, from this repetition of birth and life. Birth and death. So, now if you like, you can get out. I do not know whether you have got such practice in India. There is a bird, he's kept in a cage, and the man sometimes let the bird come out of the cage. But he walks with the man, and again, when he packs, he comes within the cage. He does not take the opportunity that now I have given little freedom, let me fly away. No. It comes again to the cage. Similarly, the material nature gives us the opportunity. This human form of life, you have got freedom. The freedom is just like an animal. And a slaughterhouse, if you can push one animal, all the animals will go. Very alhapa. This is called Hindi, very alhapa. They have no sense that this is slaughterhouse and the first one has entered. So why we shall enter? That is animal. Although it is slaughterhouse, why slaughterhouse? If you kill one animal before another animal, the other animal will think that I am safe. I am safe. That animal is being killed. This man will not kill me. He is safe. Just like we also think, so many our relatives or friends are dying, but I am thinking I shall not die. This is the most wonderful thing. Yudhishthira Maharaj inquired, and not Yudhishthira Maharaj, Dharmaraj inquired from Yudhishthira, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? He replied, Ahami ahami lokani gacchanti jama mandiram. Every moment, thousands of living entities are going in the hands of cruel death. Shisha sthitam ucchanti. But those who have not died, still they are thinking, I shall not die. I am permanent settlement. Kimasta jamtapparam. What is more wonderful than this thing? Everyone knows that death is sure. Still he sees his friends dying, his father dying, mother dying, brother dying. But he is thinking, oh, I shall live now. Very long time. This is the nature. But another side is that he wants to live because actually he does not die. He, by nature, he is eternal. Therefore, he does not like to die. Or he remembers his eternity. So, we are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. It describes in the Bhagavad Gita that we do not die even after the dissolution of this body. We change to another body. We accept another body, just like when we give up old dress, garment, and accept another garment. Similarly, according to the price we pay, if you can give good price, then you can purchase new dress from a very nice shop. But if you cannot pay nicely, then you have to purchase some second-hand, third-hand dress. Just like we are in practice. Similarly, this dress is offered according to the price we pay. Karma. If you act nicely, that you can get a body in a very rich man's family, or you can get a body in the dog's family, that will depend on my work or the price I pay. This is nature's law. But either I get a king's body in the royal family, or I get a body in the dog's family, the process of birth and death is there. It is not that when a king dies, he dies very comfortably. No. Neither a dog dies very comfortably. The pangs of death equal to the king or to the dog. But temporarily, sometimes we get the king's body, sometimes a dog's body. So those who are intelligent, they will see the pangs of birth and death, not the king's body, not the dog's body. Disease is disease. Not that if a king is diseased, he is not suffering. When there is disease, a king will suffer, a dog will suffer. So this is our disease. Because naturally, we are spirit soul. But somehow or other, we have come in contact with the material nature and getting repeatedly different types of body. Therefore, our main business is how to get out of this disease. And that is Krishna consciousness. If you become Krishna conscious, then you get out of it. Sakta deham punarjanma mameti. Krishna says, janma kanma. If you simply try to understand, Krishna consciousness means to understand Krishna. What is Krishna? That is Brahma Jigyasa. Inquiring about Krishna and understanding Krishna. And Krishna says, if anyone understands me, then he gets out of this disease of repeatedly taking birth and death or changing the body. That is our main business. And the human form of life, so the proposition was the Adi Purush. We are part and parcel. Just like we have got material father. Originally, Krishna is everyone's father, all living entities. So if we are person, either I am cat or dog or man or demigod, it doesn't matter. But if I am person, how the original father can be imperson? The Mahabharati philosopher, they say, that God is imperson. How you can accept that God is imperson? No, God is person. Put your arguments, how you can say that God is imperson? Adi Purusham. I am Purush. I am a person. Purush means person. My father is person. His father is person. His father is person. Go on, if you have history. Where do you find that some of your forefathers was imperson? How do you get this history? Where is the evidence? Therefore, the original father or God is person. Govindam Adi Purusham. Adi means original. Then, if he is a person, how is God? Because he has no father. That is it. End of part. Adi Purusha. Anadi Radi Govindam. Everyone has got father. His father, his father. But when you come to a person who has no more father, that is God. Govindam Adi Purusham. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigra Anadi Radi Govindam Sarvakarana Karana. Anadi. He has no Adi. He has no origin. He is the origin. So, to find out God is not difficult. This is the definition that you go on searching. My father, his father, his father, his father is gone. When you come to a point where no more father, he is everything, there is God. Is there any question in this regard? Very simple formula. Who is God? But God cannot be impersonal. God cannot be impersonal. How he can? If he is the father, original father, so how, within our experience, we find my father, your father, his father, all person. So how the original father can be imperfect? Is there any question here? Material representation. Therefore, Krishna has called them Mura. Mura means fools, rascal. Abhijananti manga Mura. This very word has been used. Because they are rascals, less intelligent, no knowledge, therefore they think like that. Mura. The exact meaning of Mura is rascal, fool. So, according to the definition given in the Bhagavad Gita, everyone who think of God as imperson, they are all murars, rascals and fools. We haven't got to consult the rascals and fools. We have to consult the greatest learned, Krishna. As Krishna says, we have to accept, not the rascals and the fools.